Feed Our Rural Kids, or FORK, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing nutritional support for kids living in food insecure homes. And the National Alliance on Mental Illness supports individuals and families dealing with mental illness. The two organizations are coming together next weekend for the second annual Concert for the Kids. Perry Pokrant from FORK is here with me to talk about the event and how it will benefit kids in our area. Hi, Perry.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, Saturday 5th is a big day for FORK. Tell me about what's going on.
Well, sure. This is our second annual Concert for the Kids. Last year we did it. It was the first major fundraiser of Feed Our Rural Kids. And this year we're partnering with a regional organization, NAMI Northern Lakes, because of the connection, I guess would be the best way to put it, between mental illness and food insecurity. Simply stated, the greater the severity of food insecurity in the home, the higher the probability that a child will develop mental illness. It's black and white, direct, and it's a story that most people don't understand. They do understand that, you know, yes, it's harder to achieve academically and there are physical aspects, but mental illness is top of mind during this pandemic time, and helping the kids seemed like a great direction for us.
Have you noticed a lot of kids since COVID started? Have you noticed an increase in kids who need support, either from FORK or NAMI?
Well, I certainly can say from FORK, and yes, the federal government has ramped up its support. Yet, you know, financial support to families, which you would think, well, that would take care of it, right? But sadly, it hasn't, or it doesn't. In fact, I just saw a study where almost 1 in 10 Americans are still listed as hungry, and so that obviously has a trickle down to the children. NAMI's efforts to reach out and to mitigate those effects within families is just critical in our area, because children who live in rural areas have the same incidence of mental health issues, but yet they get 20% less help, which is a crazy number. It's just a crazy number. So this partnership is really, we're really excited about working with them.
Okay, good. Well, what can we expect at this virtual concert?
Well, the concert's it's pre-recorded. It was recorded, I think, on 5 cameras, and it's been edited together, and it's quite beautiful. We did it up at Nicolet College this year, and which was a great venue, and we very much appreciated their support. But there's the music, of course, and then there's the story, FORK story, NAMI story, interwoven in between the musical acts, and I don't know. It's a great way to spend a Saturday evening. We have lakes and rivers and streams and woods, but doing something for the kids, probably pretty important too.
Well, it sounds important. How will these proceeds from the concert be used directly to benefit kids in this area?
Well, the NAMI funds will support their general broad programming, which you can find out at NAMINorthernLakes.org. You can go to their website. Same with FeedOurRuralKids.org. You can go to our website for a deep dive answer. But we ourselves will be splitting all proceeds between the two organizations. And FORK has some new programs that they're going to be rolling out in support of children. Not quite ready to release them. Tell the world, but within about 3 months, we'll have some additional support that will be available to families that we're really excited about. And this funding hopefully will be an important part of making that all happen. The Northwoods is a little bit of a big family, having lived here for the last nearly 40 years. And my children are your children, and our children represent the community's children. And giving all our kids, through their mental health, through food, an opportunity to compete in life on a even playing field. I don't think there's anything more critical to the quality of life in the Northwoods than our kids. And so we hope that people join us I hope they go online. You can donate now, by the way, at feedourruralkids.org. There's a concert button there. And that, again, those funds are shared between the two organizations.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Perry.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.